This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu salatan wa tasliman. يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث نفسه بالغزو مات على شعبة من النفاق أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الحديث رواه مسلم. Normally I begin with an ayah from the Quran. Today I'm beginning with a hadith because instead of the hadith explaining the Quran, we're going to use the Quran to explain the hadith. This hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira, Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. That is his name, Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. That's the name of Abu Huraira radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu. The sahabi that narrated most of the ahadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be pleased with him and with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's recorded in the authentic compilation of Al-Imam Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata wa lam yaghzu. Whoever dies and hasn't fought. Man mata wa lam yaghzu. Min al-ghazwa. Ghaza yaghzu is the verb. Ghaza yaghzu. Ghaziyan. A ghazi is a warrior. Ertuğrul Ghazi. Eyvallah. Ya Allah, if we only had an Ertuğrul now. Allahu Akbar. Or a Salahuddin. Or an Umar. Allahu Akbar. Man mata wa lam yaghzu. So the one who dies and didn't fight. In other words, they stayed back. وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزْوِ And they didn't even make the intention that if they could, they would. They didn't even make the intention that if they could fight, they would fight. مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَغْزُ So the person who dies and didn't fight when they could fight. Or when they couldn't fight, didn't even make the intention to fight when they could fight. مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ They will die on a branch of hypocrisy. They will die as munafiqeen. They will die as munafiqeen. And that is why these days that we are living now, only a few days left of Ramadan. Allah asked myself yesterday, how are we going to celebrate Eid? Ya Rab, إذا ضاقت عليك الدنيا فقل يا الله. They say, if the dunya becomes narrow, يضيق صدرك, your chest becomes narrow, then just say, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. A few days left for Ramadan, and soon we'll be having, I can't even use the word celebrate, we'll be having a Eid al-Fitr. Allah accept from us. While our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered, wallahi slaughtered, massacred, it's almost like there aren't words to describe it. The last image I saw, and these are all sanitized images, I'm not even speaking about the blood and the gore. I can't bring myself to look at that. Middle East Eye, which is a platform on YouTube, which has basically probably one of the best archives documenting the atrocities of this genocide since the 7th of October. Today showed us a clip of four young men literally scrounging, desperately trying to get some of the food aid that had dropped. And as they were walking away with some of the remnants of the food aid that had been dropped, they were gunned down in cold blood by the deranged, savage, brutal, psychopathic Zionist forces. So we are living in these days, and we've spoken about this before, but today we're going to be more specific. More specific. We said that these are ayyamul fasl. These are the days of separation. Allah is separating. Who is He separating? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ Allah is separating those who have fulfilled their covenant and those who have broken and belied their covenant. And inshallah we're going to get to these four categories we're going to deal with today with what is going on. The Muslimun, and that includes those who claim to be Muslim, and those who are really Muslim, can be divided into four categories. And this is according to Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Wild Dedu, considered to be one of the most learned of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, walking the face of this earth, said you can divide this ummah into four categories. So, with regards to the first separation that is happening on the ground in Gaza, those who have fulfilled their covenant, those who are able to, who have resisted and fought back, and those who don't want to fight back, or those who refuse to fight back, then of course is the ability to fight back and not the ability to fight back, and that is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for us looking on, I think we can take verse number 11 of Surah Ankabut. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. There are those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in order that Allah might expose. So the first section, in order that Allah might expose who are those who have fulfilled their covenant and who are those who have broken their covenant. And the second group, in order that Allah might expose who are the true believers. And I think we can apply this to the ummah that is looking on. And who are the hypocrites? وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. In order that Allah might expose who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites. Now, Sheikh Dadu, he says there are four categories. And they can all be found in Surah Al-Ahzab. You know the story of the Ghazwat Al-Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, when 10,000 of the Quraysh and Ghatafan and their allies, as well as some of the Jews of Medina, had made an alliance to attack Medina and to destroy the Muslims once and for all. And it was Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi that, with the knowledge that he had from the land from which he came, advised them to dig a trench. And we know the story that there was a siege and the Muslimin were shaken to their core until the hearts had reached their throats, but they stood firm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a violent wind that destroyed the camp of the kuffar, and eventually they retreated and it was a victory for the Muslimin. But in the course of this war, the four categories of people were exposed. The first category, verse number 12. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ يقول المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض ما وعدنا الله ورسوله إلا غرورا. And when the hypocrites, this is now the first category, يعني الصرحاء, those who are openly hypocritical, openly. And we've seen them. We've seen them calling the muqawama, the resistance, ahlul fitna, that they are bringing a trial and tribulation upon the ummah, and that this isn't jihad. This is open nifaq. وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَدْ. When the hypocrites and those who had disease in their hearts were diseased, they said, Allah and His Messenger have promised us nothing but deceit. This is open nifaq. These are the munafiqun, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest ranks of the five jahannam. يُذْهِرُونَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَيُبْتِنُونَ الْكُفْرِ. They openly, they show that they are Muslim. They pray with the Muslims, fast with the Muslims, go on Hajj with the Muslims. But in their hearts, they're actually disbelievers. They're just pretending to be Muslims. We're speaking about this type of nifaq. And of course, the leader of the munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he was the leader of these munafiqeen. And they were saying amongst themselves and to the companions that Muhammad promised us the treasures of Rome and Persia. And here we are, we can't even go to the toilet. Here we are, too afraid to go to the toilet. This is the open nifaq, open nifaq, open hypocrisy. The second category are the al-mukhadhilun, al-mukhadhilun, the discouragers. Ya Aba Ubaida, jahid bis sunan. You see that one? Jahid bis sunan. He's saying, don't make jihad, physical jihad. You must make jihad by implementing the sunnah. Ishada. What kind? Again, this is also nifaq. Also a category from amongst the munafiqun. The first category, there's that are open hypocrites. The second category, the discouragers. Those that discourage the Muslimin from fulfilling that divine right. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. They've been given permission, says Allah. Those who are fought against. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. And indeed Allah is most capable of granting them victory. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. Those who were driven out of their homes. In this case, those whose homes were pulverized, obliterated. إِلَّا أَن يَقُولُ رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ, except for the fact that they said, Allah is our Lord. So the discourages, what do they say? وَإِذْ قَالَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ, and when a group from amongst them said, this is the second group, يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبْ, O people of Yathrib. Why are they saying Yathrib? They say Medina. Yathrib is the name of Medina in Jahiliyyah. When the Prophet ﷺ came there, it was called Medina to Rasulullah ﷺ. O people of Yathrib, لا قام لا مقام لكم فارجعوا. In all seven qira'at, لا مقام. لا مقام لكم. And this is لا النافية للجنس. The la which negates the entire class of something. So la maqam alakum, there is no way you can stay here. Farji'u, ay, firru, run away, leave Medina, run away. You can't fight. They discourage the believers from fighting. Farji'u. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in verse number 18, we're jumping here. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah knows well those among you who discourage others from fighting. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا وَلَا يَأْتُونَ النَّاسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah knows well those who discourage others from fighting, saying secretly to their brothers, stay with us. And who themselves hardly took part in the fighting. أَشِحَّةً عَلَيْكُمْ فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفُ وَآتَيْتَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ كَالَّذِي يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حداد أشحة على الخير أولئك لم يؤمنوا فأحبط الله أعمالهم وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. This is who? This is the second group. The group that discourages. The first group, open kufr. Allah and His Messenger have deceived us. Where is the treasures of Rome and Persia? We can't even go to the toilet. Second group, guys, don't fight. Stay with us. Stay back. Don't fight. They are totally unwilling to assist you. When danger comes, you see them staring at you with their eyes rolling like somebody in the throes of death. But once the danger is over, they lash you with razor sharp tongues. They lash you, meaning you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These munafiqeen, they lash you with razor sharp tongues, ravenous for worldly gains. So worried about losing their contracts and their business deals, the deal of the century. Ishada. What kind? Ravenous for worldly gains. Such people have not truly believed. So Allah has rendered their deeds void. They haven't believed, these people. That's not iman. Allah has rendered their deeds void. All their actions are worth nothing. And that is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولو دخلت عليهم من أقطارها ثم سلبوا الفتنة لأتوها وما تلبثوا بها إلا يسيرا. Had their city been sacked from all sides and they had asked to abandon faith, they would have done so without any hesitation. They would have given up their iman and become kuffar, wal'ayadu billah. Allah. In the next group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them. وقال طائفة منهم يا أهل يثرب لا مقام لكم فارجعوا ويستأذن فريق منهم النبي ويقولون إن بيوتنا عورة. So this is the third group. The third group that is weak and afraid. They literally went to the Prophet and said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, please, you know, we don't want to get killed. Can we stay at home? Inna biyutana awra. Our houses will be a protection for us. We don't want to fight. We're too afraid. Let us stay back. Let us stay at home." Allah. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And as for the one who fights in the path of Allah, they either be killed, martyred, أَوْ يَغْلِبْ, or granted victory. And in both cases, we'll give them the greatest reward. What are they afraid of? You know, it's easy for me to say, but Ya Allah, this is the test. This is the test. مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَغْزُوا. Whoever dies and didn't fight, when it was their right to fight, their right to resist. وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزِي, or didn't even make the niyyah, the intention, that if they could fight, they would fight. They die as hypocrites. Allahumma tahhir qulubana min al-nifaq. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of hypocrisy. وَأَلْسِنَتَنَا مِنَ الْكَذِبِ, and our tongues from lies. وَعَيُّنَنَا وَعَمَالِنَا مِنَ الْرِيَاءِ, and our actions from show. وَعَيُّنَنَا مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ, and our eyes from treachery. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي السُّدُورِ, for indeed you know the treachery of the eye and that which hides in the hearts of man. Allah knows what's going on in here. So what did they say? This is now the third group. The ones who were weak and afraid. O Messenger of Allah, can we stay in our homes? They are an awra. They will be a covering and a protection for us. وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةِ إِي يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Allah answers them, it's not an awra. It's not an awra. Because they wanted nothing but to run away. They wanted nothing but to run away. This is من السبع الموبقات, of the seven greatest sins, of the seven cardinal sins. التولي يوم الزحف, to run away in battle. To run away in battle, to turn your back on the enemy and run and flee. This is considered to be one of the seven cardinal sins. And then the final category. Allah, Allah. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. Go read Surah Al-Ahzab. And inshallah you will see the categories that we have spoken about. And then we can look in the mirror and say, in which category do I belong? Ya Allah, put us in the fourth category, Ya Rab. Say Ameen. ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. And when the believers, the true believers, when they saw the confederates, outnumbering them by many, قالوا, they said, this is what Allah and His Messenger have promised us. And Allah and His Messenger have spoken the truth. And they did not increase except in faith and in surrendering their matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They realized that this is what it is all about. Allah is testing us. Are we just going to sit back, keep quiet, wait for the dust to settle, and just carry on with life? The world can never be the same again. Wallahi, the world can never, ever be the same again. We can never forgive the Zionists for what they have done. Never. Just like the Jews never forgave the Germans. Until Germany went through years of denazification, never can there be a prospect of peace with the Zionists. Until they are de-Zionized, for the lack of a better term. If that isn't a term, let's make it a term. De-Zionized, before we can even talk to them. Because what has been done on that 41 in length kilometer strip 6 kilometers, 12 kilometers wide, the Ummah cannot forget. And this is not just about Gaza. This Zionist state is khinjarun masmumun fi qalbi al-Ummah. It is a poisonous dagger in the heart of the Ummah that has paralyzed us. And unless we remove that dagger, that poisonous dagger, we're going to stay paralyzed. And we're going to stay humiliated. And we're going to stay weak and downtrodden. Too scared to go to the toilet. Hasha lillah. La samahallah. Allah forbid. That's verse number. Verse number 23. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. ولما راى المؤمنون الاحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم الا ايمانا وتسليما من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Here it comes. And of the believers they are men, real men, not males, and certainly not mufis. من المؤمنين الرجال. And of the believers they are real men. May Allah make us of those men. صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. They have fulfilled the covenant that they took on with Allah. Going back to Surah Al-Ankabut. فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Does mankind think that they're going to be left alone after they say, we believe, we believe, we believe, and then they're not going to be tested? And indeed we tested those who came before them. Why? In order to see who of them are going to fulfill their covenant with Allah. Or was it just lip service? Was it just kalam faldi, empty words? That no, we're going to take them on. We're going to fight them. We're going to defeat them. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. Of them are those who have already fulfilled it. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. I don't know about you, but I've been trying to imagine what is it that these people are seeing at the moment of Shahada. What are they seeing that makes them smile? And one story of the two brothers. The one brother was walking with a white flag. And the Zionist psychopaths shot him twice and killed him. Martyred. Allah accept his shahada. The father was holding on to the other brother. And he broke from his father to go and help his brother. And the sister was watching, and she said, and as they shot him through the heart, he turned around and he smiled at her with his finger up. Must have been making the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do not think, as Allah says, don't think for one moment that those who are slain in the path of Allah, that they are dead. They are, indeed, they are alive by Allah being sustained. They are overjoyed. They are overjoyed with the favor that Allah has bestowed upon them. Allah's made them martyrs. They've witnessed something that you and I haven't witnessed. That's where the word shahada comes from. ويستبشرون. They would actually like to come back. But in the one hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be martyred in the path of Allah. I would want to come back and be martyred, to come back and be martyred, to come back and be martyred 1,000 times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only written for us one death in this world. So if they could, they would like to come back. وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ to give all of us the glad tidings. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذي لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم. They'd like to give the glad tidings with those who haven't yet met up with them and achieved what they have achieved. What do they want to tell us? أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That there's no fear on them. Live on the dunya 60, 70, 80, 90 years. 90 is like bonus, you know? Big bonus. The average age? أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ 60 وَسَبْعِينَ. The average age of my ummah is between 60 and 70. So, living on the dunya, and then at the time of one's death, one gets the malaika to give us the glad tidings that there's no fear on you in terms of what is waiting you for eternity. Why? Because you are guaranteed Jannah. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor are they saddened about anything that they've lost or left behind in the dunya. How many of those martyrs? Now into the 40,000 at least. Don't tell me 33,000. Where are all the thousands buried under the rubble? تحت الأنقاض, تحت الردم. Lost all their properties, some of them all their loved ones. But when they get that, when they witness what they have witnessed, no fear on them, Jannah's guaranteed. And no sadness for anything that they've lost or left behind in the dunya, because Allah's replaced it with Jannah. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه. So they are those who have already fulfilled the covenant, and Allah has granted them that shahada. ومنهم من ينتظر. And they are those that are, you're not necessarily with arms folded, but you know, this indicates something. Normally when we wait, stand in a queue somewhere, you know. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And then there are those who are waiting for their opportunity. بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. I ask you by Allah, and answer the question in your heart. Are you waiting? Riyadh, are you waiting? Have we made our intention? When the time comes, will we mobilize and answer the divine call? كل واحد أدرى بنفسه. Everybody knows themselves better than anybody else, and inshallah you can answer the question. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. And of them are those who have fulfilled the covenant, and of them those who are waiting to fulfill it. وما بدلوا تبديلا. And they have never changed their commitment in the least. من مات ولم يغزو وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزْوِ. Whoever dies and they didn't fight or didn't make the intention to fight. That intention, they never changed that intention. Last verse, verse number 24. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدِّقِهِمْ وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. It all happened so Allah may reward the faithful for their faithfulness and punish the hypocrites for their hypocrisy. And if He wills, if they turn to Him in repentance, for Him to turn to them in mercy. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. صدق الله العظيم. Jamaat al-Muslimin, who knows what lies ahead? We see the entire region has become unstable. The world is unstable. I know I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. My son, this is now when he was about 12 or 13 years old, and that is a long time ago. He came to me one day and he said, "Daddy, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream." I haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. I would love to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. May Allah grant us to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. He said, "Daddy, I saw the Prophet and I knew it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he looked at me and he said to me, "Get ready. Get ready." So whatever the waves as they've been coming, فَتُرَدِّدُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا تَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةِ, the trial will come, the tribulation will come, فَتُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا, when the one tribulation or trial comes, the one that follows it will make the previous one seem insignificant. No more time for play. And I started myself. This Ramadan had to be our opportunity to reconnect with Allah and to truly come back onto the straight path of Allah and to remain there in the hope that Allah might strengthen us for all the tests and tribulations that we might be facing in the future from Allah. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جماعة المسلمين, I met this brother in the week. I know this brother for many years, a very good brother. He's going through a very difficult time at the moment. Mashallah, brother whose heart is truly attached to the house of Allah. And he is in need of an apartment to rent. Or a maybe even a granny flat or anything. If anybody knows of anything in the area, inshallah. Not the immediate area, but even further, no problem. Please speak to me afterwards. So that we can help this brother, inshallah, in his time of need. Jazakumullah khairan. Then we have, please make dua for, oh mashallah.